before the children of Israel about to enter the Promised Land. This is clearly an illustration of modern Israel just before it goes into the genuine Promised Land, the earth made new, the millennium of in heaven. But in the story in Numbers, the three enemies that are raised up are Moab, Midian once again, and Balaam of Pethor, which is in the land of the children of his people. You see, Balaam is associated with the land of the children of his people. Balaam is the one that is representing the plural of the three enemies. And Midian is there once again, and Moab is illustrated at this time. Moab, meaning from father, is a descendant of Lot, a relative of Israel. And in Adventist Home, page 327, we're told this: near the close of this earth's history, Satan will work with all his powers in the same manner and with the same temptations wherewith he tempted ancient Israel just before their entering the land of promise. He will lay snares for those who claim to keep the commandments of God and who are almost on the borders of the heavenly Canaan. Adventist Home, page 327. So the same manner, the same temptations. What took place just before the children of Israel were to enter the land of promise is going to be reenacted by Satan at the end. And what took place in those temptations and the resistance to their entrance into the land of promise was that there was three enemies raised up: Moab, Midian, and Balaam of Pethro, which is in the land of the children of his people. These three enemies in the story of Numbers are to be understood as having some kind of fulfillment here at the end of the world, because all these things happened unto Israel as an example for those of us that live at the end of the world. So as students of prophecy, we have the responsibility, if we see these three enemies identified two or three or more times, we have a responsibility to determine who is this threefold enemy that opposes God's people and God's work here at the end. In the story of Nehemiah and the rebuilding of Jerusalem, in Nehemiah 2:19, we find three enemies raised up: Sanballat the Horonite, Sanballat meaning the moon god or sin is given life; Moab; Tobiah, the Ammonite, which means Yahweh is good; and Geshem the Arabian, born in the rainy season. Now, Geshem, a descendant of Ishmael; Tobiah, the